cybercrime, macroeconomic conditions, ESG reporting. You can't predict the future, but you can prepare for it. By understanding your risk, you can make your business resilient to challenges on the road ahead. What's more, you can turn those risks into opportunities. EY helps CFOs, boards, and audit committees see beyond the numbers to uncover the critical insights that make their organizations resilient, even in an ever-shifting landscape. For more insights that matter, visit ey.com/beyondthenumbers.
Is realizing the full value of your network just a dream? Intel is bringing AI everywhere, building solutions to help modernize and monetize 5G infrastructure, making it possible for telecommunications providers to expand services and drive efficiency by reducing costs and saving energy. The next wave of networks starts with Intel. Learn more at intel.com/starts.
You're listening to Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Messer and Bloomberg Quick Takes Tim Stenovic on Bloomberg Radio.
All right, our next guest is an entrepreneur, co-founder of a couple of companies, including the one he runs now, former president of Asia at Electronic Arts. He was there for 7 years before that, president of Asia Pacific at Walt Disney International. It has been a few years, but really great to have back with us.
Yeah, we got John Nierman with us right now. He's with us in the Bloomberg Interactive Brokers studio. As you mentioned, Carol, the co-founder and CEO of Loop Media, plus done a bunch of other really cool stuff in his career. John, we're going to dive into your company in a minute, and we got a lot of time with you this afternoon. So we're excited to do this. But I want to go to the broader advertising market right now. We do hear about concern from social media companies, for example. I know your focus is out of home.
Yep.
But we're out of home a lot when we're using social media. So just give us your assessment of where the market is right now as companies are tightening their belts and they're pulling back on their ad spending.
It's all doom and gloom, right? It's just falling apart. It's tanking. If you look at, if you hear from Snap, now I don't agree with that.
You're saying that's what you're hearing.
I'm saying that's what you hear.
I was like, John, this is
no, I'm not coming out strong. Like, no, I'm coming out saying that's not entirely accurate. I think certain segments, if you look at advertising across the board, you got the traditional advertising, linear TV, outdoor, etc. Now, 55% of the people are doing digital advertising. So yes, social media in that area, which has grown robustly, has taken a hit. But areas like connected television, your Rokus of the world, your Plutos, etc., they're growing. Digital out of home are also growing. Those are the two areas we play in. So I don't agree with this kind of blanket statement of it's just all bad.
But would you agree with the blanket statement that companies are tightening their belts? And when companies do tighten their belts, one of the first things to go is marketing money.
I would agree with that. Yes, but I also think they refocus it. So if people are going out again, you know, as we know, unlike a couple of years ago, even the past year, people are going out. It's a great captive audience. They're out for a good time. They're having a good time. So targeting groups like that out of home, as opposed to just your mobile phone all the time, is something that people are expanding into.
How do you do that?
So like Loop Media, we have a platform that's advertising supported. We're in any public venue, as small as a pub to as large as a university campus. So whether you're a dry cleaner, a tattoo parlor, a CDB store, you name it, they have screens. So we create a network basically out of home. Previously, these were all kind of disconnected.
Right.
You know, think about where homes were 10 years ago, it was cable and satellite. That's still where businesses are. They don't really have a streaming option, and that's what we're bringing to them. You don't go to a restaurant and watch a movie. And basically, all streaming services are movies or TV series.
If you're a seven-year-old, you do.
Yes, you do, right.
Your parents give you an iPad, and they say, watch this movie while we have a nice, peaceful dinner.
Yeah, exactly. Or you go to a sports bar, and they're constantly playing Caddyshack the whole time. There's nothing wrong with that.
So help me understand. So exactly what you're doing. So you're going into spaces that maybe typically did not have advertising before.
Correct. So previously, so in our world, we're not really about subscribers. That's consumers. How many subscribers you have.
Right.
For us, it's how many locations are you in. So we provide that as ad supported for free. Coming out of the pandemic, people had all these costs to worry about, labor, food, etc. The last thing they're worried about is spending money on a TV screen. But they didn't have that free option before. So in order to get that free content and digital signage, you need advertising to support it, obviously. So people are moving part of their media mix into this digital out-of-home space, which you'll hear more and more of.
What's the growth that you've seen? Give me, where were you pre-pandemic versus pre-pandemic? Where are you today?
We were about $3 million in acquired revenue. We were basically a startup. You know, we had bought a small company that provided music videos to Out of Home.
Right.
And this past year, we finished $5 million. We haven't released our fiscal. However, the analyst estimate is around $30 million for us.
That's a big gap.
To go from 5 to 30, you know, over this past year.
Is that realistic?
Yeah. So if you kind of look at that, that's the type of growth that you're looking at.
Which venues in particular are providing the biggest momentum for you guys? You mentioned restaurants. So you tell me, if I go to Danielle?
You could go to Margaritaville right down here at Times Square.
So not Danielle.
We talked to Jimmy Buffett last year. Carol,
did you?
When they opened that.
So if I go to Margaritaville, where am I going to see the screen? At the bar?
You're going to see it at the bar. You're going to see it in common areas. You're going to see it in the lobby.
Okay.
You know, we're also in 400,000 hotel rooms.
Okay.
So, you know, we provide largely about 40% of our business are bars and restaurants. The rest are just kind of other retail.
John, 40 seconds right now, then we're going to come back with you. Tracking, ROI, how do you tell clients what they get, what their return is?
So for them, it's really a couple things. One, it's about cost savings. So what used to cost them, they can actually earn a little bit of money because we do provide a rewards program. So when you use our service, you keep the screens on, you have a chance to earn some cash. So that's a great thing for their balance sheet. The second thing is really this, the opportunity for them to engage the customers. And you know, when people are engaged, they stay longer and they spend more. So there are quite a few studies that actually show when that entertainment is good in-house, people are sticking around.
So you're putting Wordle on there?
No Wordle yet, but we do have a trivia channel.
It works. I'm like addicted to these games.
It's good stuff. I love it.
This episode is brought to you by EY. How can EY teams help you create a better version of your company? We work with you to turn data into greater insights, invest to drive growth, and realize your strategic vision through thoughtful implementation. Visit ey.com/reimagine to learn more.
The countdown has begun. This May, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg, held in conjunction with our official partners, the Qatar Ministry of Commerce and Industry and Media City Qatar, and premier sponsor QNB. Join heads of state, influential ministers, and leading CEOs to make new connections and gain unique insights. Learn more at QatarEconomicForum.com.
All right, I want to get back to our conversation with John Nierman. He's co-founder and chief executive officer of Loop Media. As we said, they're a multi-channel streaming platform. Is that the right way to describe you guys? It's in your press releases, but does that really do it?
Yes, it does. We kind of move towards digital out-of-home video streaming company.
Okay.
As you've evolved in industries. You like that? D-O-O-H.
It's such video corporate.
It is.
Say it, Carol.
So speak.
Say it.
So when you, like, if you're at a bar with your best friend.
Yeah.
Joe or Jane. Yeah. And they're saying, what the heck do you do?
Yeah. So you stream videos. You're a video streaming company into public spaces. So bars,
any company can do it?
Any company can do it. They just need to find us. We get them a Loop player. They plug in the Loop player. Previously, you'd have these giant AV racks. You know, mm-hmm. We have...
You're dating yourself, but go ahead.
I know. Thank you.
You're welcome.
But even like you go to a Yard House and you can have a big Dell computer there. And they're clunky and horrible and expensive.
Right.
And now you just plug and play like you do at home.
Is what you plug in a hard drive or a stored memory device, or does it give wireless access
it's
to
a little
the network?
It's an Android player. You just plug it in the back. It's like mm-hmm. the size of an Apple TV.
Okay.
So kind of a 3x3 thing.
Does it connect to a network or does it have a hard drive on it?
It's Wi-Fi. You can also do Ethernet and it does cache content because in case Wi-Fi goes down, mm-hmm. you don't want to have... You'd be left without content.
I want to go back to the question that I had before, because John, with all due respect, you didn't really answer it, but maybe I asked it in a bad way. Okay.
I snorted.
Oh,
sorry.
Great. Now you're gonna bring it back.
The content that you play in these out of home spaces, it's supported by advertisers.
Correct.
What I want to know is how advertisers who work with you know they're getting eyeballs, know they're getting a return on their investment that they're making.
So currently, they basically put advertising in there to have the opportunity to be exposed to multiple people in the room. Think of it this way. When you're at home watching your movie, it's you one-on-one. So the advertiser's paying for that one-on-one. When you're out of home, it's a multiplier. You could have 15 people within the range of that. Now, we're working with ComScore to try to get some measurement in there. There's also third parties like Geopath that measure people that are in that, can basically through Wi-Fi can tell how many mobile phones are in the room. Okay. So you get a good indicator of how many people are in that room at any one time.
So you pay, it's sort of judged the way that maybe someone would out of home, like a billboard, right?
Yeah.
So a billboard costs a certain amount of money based on where it is, who drives by it, and how many people drive by it.
That's right.
So that's how we have to think of this product too.
It's the same thing as, you know, the CPMs, which you would do pay online. It's
with
the
a banner thing. Ad.
Right.
Cost per thousand is what that stands for.
Thank you. Exactly. You're
this
right.
This is fun to watch. It's like a tennis match. Go ahead.
Am I answering it now?
Oh, yeah. You're getting it all in.
No, but it's a great question because this is new. I mean, it's odd as it sounds. Everybody's been focused on consumer streaming.
Right.
It's Roku. It's Pluto. It's Disney Plus. It's everyone there. But out of home, those things don't play. They don't work. The content isn't right. Their licensing isn't there. So we've kind of quietly gone about finding that world of tens of millions of screens, beautiful screens out there with tons of eyeballs, providing content that works, music videos. We lead basically all 50 states' national music video promotion.
So that's amazing. We're the biggest MTV. Now it's you guys.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. All right, bring me my loop or whatever. So I got to
I want my
MTV. Slogan. Yeah, that's it. So loop me in. You just keep going.
Loop with it on the fly.
So
I love it.
You supply the hardware too?
We do. So we can do it with our own loop player, but we also have a partner network.
Okay.
So for example, we're in about 17,000 convenience store point of sale systems.
Right.
Truly last mile advertising. Think you're in line. You got the little thing at the end that says itemizes your receipt. Boom, there's a Snickers commercial right there. Oh, Snickers right here, impulse buy. So it's really that last opportunity for the advertiser to grab that consumer when they're actually out making a purchase.
So what does an ad spot cost?
And CPMs vary. You know, they're kind of in between 5 to 15, depending on the day.
Dollars?
But, yes.
Okay.
But then a multiplier.
Okay.
So what you could do without a home, if there's 10 people in there, you could put that 10 times multiplier and the advertiser pay for that.
It seems like your competitive advantage is relationships that you build up with the places where the screens are.
Yes.
What about the technology? Is there any technology that you have that a competitor couldn't come in with?
It's an Android player, so it's proprietary technology for us. We, you know, make it on our own, and it's got, you know, everything you need in terms of putting in your optical and your sound and all that good stuff. So of course, a competitor could come in and do it. It's just like you could have other type of hardware. However, you know, it's really about creating some, it's harder to get the distribution.
Yeah.
So anybody can actually make a piece of hardware, but ours, by the way, is developed by a guy named Liam McCallum. I'm going to give him a plug. He was one of the heads of Digital Electronic Arts that built up EA's online gaming platform.
Right.
So this guy has built a very special, robust platform for us, which allows us to run that many 160 channels in all these locations. So it really is about getting distribution, Tim. That's the main thing of how you really grow that business.
What's your biggest cost?
The biggest cost is really marketing.
Okay.
You know, and that's not that big, not even for consumer. Customer acquisition, but we have a pretty quick payback, you know, so we're not really worried about that. We've put all of our money in development. We're not putting any sort of giant working capital in development or anything like that. It really is about getting the word out and then having people understand this exists.
So it sounds like it's difficult.
It's difficult for people just to know about us.
Yeah.
Right?
Look at how many questions we've peppered you with.
No, I love it.
No, but I'm saying, like, when you're making the, like, I'm just wondering, like, when you're making the pitch, are people like, oh, yeah, I totally get this?
Or, usually it's too good to be true. So what's the catch? It's free. You're giving me all this content. You're giving me digital signage. I have to pay hundreds, if not thousands, depending on the size, if they're an enterprise or if they're a mom and pop.
Right.
But then the best results are the testimonials of people that actually will go online and social and tell their friends. And then we get a franchise like McDonald's, and then another franchise will come in. So it really is proving yourself.
Individual McDonald's franchise,
yes.
Not McDonald's as an entire
And
court.
You just want and the eyeballs.
We want the eyeballs.
That's so, it, right?
Yeah. So we want the eyeballs.
What does your sales force look like?
We've got a terrific chief revenue officer called Bob Gruters.
Yeah, and Bob, you're listening.
He came from Facebook. He has 30 years of advertising experience.
But is your sales force picking up the phone and cold calling individual restaurant franchisees with a number of restaurants to try to get screens in their stores?
And saying,
So in-house, we have an enterprise sales team.
Okay.
We have an affiliate team that we basically work with. They're basically literally thousands of grounds boots on the ground
that
are roaming around. And then we have a college marketing program because colleges are a big target, you know, all the bars and restaurants around campus. So you have that sports content and all. So we're a pretty small company. We have about 66 people. We're not about we've got 300 people. Aren't we amazing? We want to keep that ideally a small, tight team and utilize people that are already out there.
It's like having to prep for an IPO roadshow or something.
I love it.
Your IR team.
They're already public.
I know they are, but your IR team didn't say, hey, John, we have an interview. Actually, this was a prep. Very interesting. Come back. Keep us posted.
Love to. Thank you for having me.
As things continue, because it's a very interesting part of the advertising world. Really cool. John Nierman, have a great holiday.
Thank you for coming in.
Co-founder, Chief Executive Officer of Loop Media.
Join us in Chicago or virtually on May 2nd for Bloomberg's Business Value of AI event and networking reception. This event will gather business and technology executives to share their experiences and provide insights into their strategies for deploying AI that achieves a desirable ROI. You'll also learn how companies have successfully implemented AI solutions that have improved productivity and profitability. This program is proudly sponsored by IBM. Register at BloombergLive.com/AI/radio.